Finally, some good news from the Gulf.
Yeah, a containment cap has sealed off the flow of oil gushing into those waters.
Yeah, but is it too soon to celebrate?
It's about 3 months too late, if you ask me.
I guess after 5 or 6 times, you got to get it right.
What's already done is done.
Damage is done, huh? The oil is everywhere now.
Voices from the shore.
But the damage below the waterline might be just as bad. Diving underwater to glimpse at the damage we can't see. Got your wetsuit ready?
Yes, I do. It's the takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It's Monday, July 19th. I'm Catherine Lanfer here with Todd Zwillick. Hey, Todd.
Hi, good morning, Catherine.
And we're in for John and Celeste this morning.
All right, let's check in on some of the morning's top news. BP says that containment cap is holding up, and Chief Operating Officer Doug Suttles wants to keep it in place until relief wells are ready.
No one wants to see oil flowing back into the sea, and to reinitiate containment would require that to occur.
Now, the government thinks there may be some oil leaking this morning, this time from the sea floor. Scientists like Jackie Savitz say the cap has to be reopened to prevent the oil leak from becoming even worse and harder to fix.
But if there are breaks in it or there are some weaknesses in the drill bore, then that means that the oil can actually start squirting out from other places. That would be really bad news.
The government wants BP to open the cap and bring oil up to ships on the surface. If that happens, oil will once again start flowing into the sea for at least 3 days.
Even if another drop of oil never makes it into the Gulf, it's still the worst environmental disaster in our nation's history, with up to 180 million gallons in the water. Joining us now is Susan Shaw. She's the director of the Marine Environmental Research Institute. All right, Susan, you literally have submerged yourself in the oil spill. Tell us about it. What was that like?
Yeah, I did. This was back in late May. I went into the water, and I don't think people realize how toxic the oil in the water really is with all the dispersant mixed in there. But as I went into the water, I saw it, and I saw some of the damage that's happening in the water column.
Okay, quick, just give people a snapshot. What stays with you?
Well, actually, as you go down in the water, you see the droplets of oil breaking up by the dispersant. You can smell the petroleum. It's just an intense petroleum fume coming off that water.
Okay.
And you see all the animals, the little tiny plankton, small fish, all getting caught up in these droplets. And it's just so lethal, this oil in the water. It just kills immediately.
All right. Susan Shaw, stay with us. We're going to be right back with you in a moment.
There's a big story in the Washington Post this morning. The Washington Post, Dana Priest writes that America's top secret intelligence world has become giant and unwieldy since the September 11th attacks, almost like an uncontrollable blob of sorts. No one really knows how big it is or how much is being spent.
It is like a gigantic onion. The peeling back the layers just has continued and continued and continued, and it's growing. So how do you even get your arms around that and say, you know, what is this world?
That's reporter Dana Priest. To her, it's an onion. To me, it's a blob, but she's going to be with us later this hour to talk about her story.
All right, let's check the markets. Asian markets are down. European indices are up. Futures are up. The Dow gets underway at 10,097. The S&P opens at 1,064. And the NASDAQ opens at 2179. Now, as Todd was saying, we are this morning going to be talking about an exclusive report by the Washington Post. I'm looking forward to that conversation. How do you get your arms around that?
850,000 people in the government with security clearance. That's just one of the metrics in that story. It's quite amazing.
Okay, and you think that's big? Let's talk about how many gallons of oil are in the water. I mean, what could be worse than that? Try the dispersants.
Yeah, millions and millions. We're going to be talking about that in just a few minutes. For more, under the depths of the Gulf, where the spill could be just as bad as the damage on shore, not to mention the toxic dispersants. That's coming up.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.